This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. When my daughter was confronted with the fact that she had really hurt another child with a mean comment, she cried and immediately wanted to apologize. That was a good thing, but I wanted her to know that an apology can't always make things better. So I told her the parable of Will, a 9-year-old whose father abandoned his mom 2 years earlier. Will was angry, and he often would lash out at others with hurtful words. He once told his mom, "I see why Dad left you." Unable to cope with his outbursts of cruelty, she sent Will to spend a summer with his grandparents. His grandfather's strategy to help Will learn self-control was to make him go into the garage and pound a 2-inch-long nail into a 4x4 board every time he said a mean and nasty thing. For a small boy, this was a major task, but he couldn't return until the nail was all the way in. After about 10 trips to the garage, Will began to be more cautious about his words. Eventually, he even apologized for all the bad things he'd said. That's when his grandmother came in. She made him bring in the board filled with nails and told him to pull them all out. This was even harder than pounding them in, but after a huge struggle, he did it. His grandmother hugged him and said, "I appreciate your apology, and of course I forgive you because I love you, but I want you to know that an apology is like pulling out one of those nails. Look at the board. The holes are still there. The board will never be the same. I know your dad put a hole in you, but please don't put holes in other people. You are better than that." To receive my commentaries by email at no charge, visit charactercounts.org. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.